亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。那我们一起聆听神赐给我们的宝贵话语，耶利米书第三章第十二到二十节。第十二节，你去向北方宣告说，耶和华说，被盗的以色列啊，回来吧，我必不怒目看你们，因为我是慈爱的，我必不永远存怒，这是耶和华说的。只要承认你的罪孽，就是你违背耶和华你的神，在个青翠树下向别神东奔西跑，没有听从我的话，这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，被盗的儿女啊，回来吧，因为我做你们的丈夫，并且我必将你们从一城取一人，从一族取两人，带到西安。我也必将和我新的牧者赐给你们，他们必以知识和智慧牧养你们。耶和华说，你们在国中生养众多，当那些日子，人必不再提说耶和华的约柜，不追想，不纪念，不觉缺少，也不再制造。那时人必称耶路撒冷为耶和华的宝座，万国必到耶路撒冷，在耶和华立名的地方聚集。他们必不再追从自己顽梗的恶心行事。当那些日子，犹大家要和以色列家同行，从北方之地一同来到我赐给你们列祖为业之地。我说，我怎样将你安置在儿女之中，赐给你美地，就是万国中肥美的产业。我又说，你们必称我为父，也不再转去不跟从我。以色列家，你们向我行诡诈，真像妻子行诡诈离开她丈夫一样，这是耶和华说的。读经到此。
我们谢谢李景弟兄为我们阅读神的话语，让我们请杨文强传道来为我们传讲今早的信息。苏醒的日子，我们也请终身全长老为我们做翻译。
I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
This morning we want to meditate on the theme, times of refreshing.
我们今天早上所要思想的题目是苏醒的日子或者苏醒的时候。
In the month of December, many people are traveling.
在十二月这期间，许多人都在旅游中。
But why do they travel?
他们为什么要去旅行呢？
Oftentimes it is to take a break.
许多时候就是为了能够休息一会儿。
Maybe to refresh their bodies and mind.
那可能就是让他们的身心灵都得到苏醒。
After a year of hard work, how important these times of refreshing are.
那经过一年的长时间的工作，那能够有这样的一段苏醒、清醒的时候是何等宝贵。
That is what people would do when they want to refresh their bodies.
那这是许多人愿意做的，当他们要来就是使到自己的身体就是能够得到舒就是得到休息。
But how about our soul?
那我们的灵魂又如何呢？
Do we also need a refreshing for our soul?
我们是否也应该让我们的灵魂得到苏醒呢？
Are there times of spiritual retreat for our own souls?
我们的这个心灵是否也应当得到一段退休就是能够得到更新的时候呢？
In the passage before us this morning, what we have here was the nation of Israel which had backslided from the Lord.
今天早上我们所看的这段经文，关系到说以色列国，他们曾经一度被盗。
The nation of Israel by this time had already been divided.
这时候以色列已经分国了。
And the north, the northern kingdom of Israel has already been taken away by the Assyrians.
那在北国，他们北国以色列已经被亚述来占领了。
Now there's only the southern kingdom, Judah, which remained.
只有那南国犹大还存留。
And Jeremiah the prophet was warning the southern kingdom, Judah, that if they do not repent, they will meet the same end as the northern kingdom, Israel.
先知耶利米就在这里发出警告，警告这南国犹大，如果他们还不悔改，他们将要遭受跟北国以色列同样的命运。So
the Lord used the northern kingdom Israel as an example for Judah.
那因此，主就用这个北国以色列来作为一个例子，让南国犹大来学习。And
the Lord called upon Judah to repent, to turn back to Him.
主就向这个犹大来呼吁，呼吁他，叫让他能够来悔改，来回转。In
the few verses before our text, what you would see would be the wrong response of Judah.
那在我们刚刚所读的这段经文之前的几节，我们就看到，我们就能够来看到说，对，就是这个犹大他的这个错误的反应。
Because they responded with stubbornness.
因为他们是以王梗来回应。
They paid lip service. They said, we will return, but they did not return.
他们只是口头上说，我们愿意回转，但是他们实际上是没有回转。
Now in the few verses following the passage which we have read from verse 21 onwards,
那在我们所读的这段经文之后的几节，就是21节开始。
You will see the right response.
我们就会看到那正确的反应。
How they responded by turning back to the Lord.
他们是怎么样的来反应，就是来回转归向主。
So in the midst of these two responses, what we see here is the promise that God brings to those who will turn back to Him.
那在这两个不同的反应的当中，就是我们要来看到的就是 神，主耶和华是怎么样的应许他们？如果他们回转，神会应许所要带给他们的。
And the promise of the Lord is, if you return, you would find times of refreshing.
那神就是主对他们的应许，就是说，如果你回转的话，你就会得到那苏醒的那一段时日。
We need to realize one thing, because the Bible here says that these people have backslidden. In verse 12, you notice, return thou backsliding Israel.
那在第十二节，我们看到说，在这里，那主就提到关于这个以色列的被盗，这里说被盗的以色列。
In verse 14 also, you notice it says, turn, O backsliding children.
那在十四节同样的也提到说，这里说 被盗的儿女啊，回来吧。
Backsliding oftentimes do not occur overnight.
被盗的事情，许多时候都不是在短期内发生的。
It is not where one person or Christian is one day very fervent and zealous, and then suddenly the next day he's completely in the world.
不是说一个基督徒在 某个时候，他真的是很火热，来侍奉神。那突然之间，那隔一天，他就变成是进入了世界。Oftentimes
it is very subtle and slow.
许多时候这些都是很缓慢、潜伏性的来发生。And
if we are not careful, we may not even realize that we have backslidden into the world.
那如果我们不小心的话，我们可能在不觉察之中，其实我们就已经慢慢的就是被盗了，进入了世界。Oftentimes
it is not a very drastic change that a person observes immediately.
那许多时候都不是说在一个很剧烈的一个转变，一个人就完全的改变过来。But
it's a slow and steady turning away from the Lord.
而是一个很缓慢。 但是却是很缓慢的这样的来离开了主。
And this is why it is very important even for every one of us to search our own hearts. Have we even begin to backslide from the Lord?
因此我们每一个人都要，这是很重要的。我们每个人都应当来查验我们自己内心，是不是我们已经开始被盗了，我们已经开始被盗，远离神了。
And if we have, then turn back unto the Lord and seek these times of refreshing.
那如果是的话，我们就必须来回转，那好叫我们来得到这样的一个就是苏醒的时候。
And the blessings of turning back unto the Lord are these.
而在能够回转来归向神所要领受的福气，就如以下所说的。
There are four things that I'd like us to see this morning.
我们今天早上，我愿意大家来思想四个方面。
The first thing we see from verse 12 and verse 13 is that in turning back to the Lord, there is mercy even for the greatest of sinners.
我们先从12跟13节，我们来思想，就是当我们愿意回转来归向神的时候，那我们对犯罪的人来讲，他将会领受到神的恩慈、神的怜悯。
There's no one who is too far gone to turn back to the Lord.
没有一个人是太过，就是远离了神而不能够再回转的。
When you look at the crimes of Israel here, you see that in verse 13, you see that it was a terrible crime.
那当我们看到说以色列他们的罪孽，他们的罪行的时候，那特别是在13节，我们看到他们所做的实在是很可恶的。
You look at the various words the Bible used to describe their sin. The Bible says, only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord.
那在这里13节说，只要承认你的罪孽，就是你违背耶和华你的神。
The idea of the word iniquity has the sense of perversion, to become crooked.
那在这里罪孽就带有这样的一个意思，就是说非常的曲折，已经是很不正了。They
are twisted in their ways.
那他们是在他们所行的事情上已经是歪曲扭曲了。And
the word transgress has the idea of going beyond the boundaries that God has set for us.
那这里在所做的违背呢，就是说已经越过了神所划定的界限了。And
you notice the Bible goes on to say they have scattered their ways to the strangers under every green tree.
那在这里我们注意到说，圣经在这里继续说，在各青翠树下向别神东奔西跑。This
would be a reference to the worshipping of false gods, of idols everywhere.
那这就指着说，他们就是在那里敬拜偶像、敬拜假神，在各处来侍奉他们。
And then the Bible says, ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord.
那圣经又继续说，你没有听从我的话，这是耶和华说的。
Now when you see these crimes that Israel has committed, you will think that they will not be able to return to the Lord.
那如果你看，就是以色列他们所做的这些，所犯的这些罪行，你可能会想到说，他们是无望能够回到主耶和华那里。But
here the Lord takes away all our excuses.
那在这里，主就撇除了我们一切的借口。Because
the Bible says there's mercy even for the greatest of sinners.
因为圣经说，这是对即使是最大的罪人，仍然是神会存怜悯之心。This
is one thing that often prevents a Christian from returning to the Lord.
那这是很多时候，就是使到一个基督徒他就是不愿意回转来归向神的因素。He's
afraid that his failure is final.
然后他害怕的是说，他这样的一个失败。 是已经是成为定局了。
There is no other way for him. He once believed in the gospel and he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his savior.
他以为说没有别 别的法则了，他因为他曾经一度啊，他就是听到福音，他接受了耶稣基督为他的救主。
And then he says, I have repented of all my sin. I've turned unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他就说，我已经悔改，就是承认我一切的罪，我已经回转来归向耶稣基督了。
I want to forsake my sinful ways.
然后我要远离我那罪恶的道路。
But in the course of his Christian journey,
而在他在这个作为基督徒的道路中
，he falls into sin again.
他却跌倒，就是跌入罪中。
And then because they are so overwhelmed with the guilt of sin, they continue in sin just to make sure they don't feel the guilt of their sin.
那他们是在受到这罪的压害，就是罪疚在罪疚的当中，那但是他们却仍然继续的来犯罪，就是为了避免有这样的一个罪恶感。
Are there some Christians who are like that?
有没有基督徒像是这样的呢？
You know you have a problem with anger and your temper.
你知道自己就是有这个发怒就是脾气暴躁的问题。
And then for a long time, by the grace of God, you were able to control your wrath.
因着神的恩典长时间你能够来控制自己的怒气。
But one day somebody irritated you, and then you lost your temper again.
那但是有一天就是有人就是激怒了你，你就失去控制了。
And then you say, "How can a Christian lose his temper? I'm not worthy to be a Christian. God will not receive me anymore."
那他就你就会觉得说，哎呀，我作为基督徒哪里可以这样的乱发脾气？那我的确是就是不配再来接受这位主了。
And then this person strays away from God.
不配被主来接受，那因此这样个人他就就是偏离了，离开了主。
But the Bible says there is mercy even for the greatest of sinners.
那但是然而圣经却说，对于一个就是罪大恶极的人，那神仍然是存着怜悯的。
This is what you see in verse 12.
那这是我们在十二节所看到的。
Where the Bible says, "Return thou backsliding Israel," saith the Lord, "and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful," saith the Lord, "and I will not keep anger forever."
那在十二节这里，神就向这些被盗的以色列来呼吁，他说，以色列啊，回转回来吧，我必不怒目看你们，因为我是慈爱的，我必不永远存怒，这是耶和华说的。
Don't judge God based on man's own experience.
那不要用人自己的经历来判断我们的神。
For us, when somebody offends us,We become so angry. Oftentimes, we are unwilling to forgive others.
对于我们来说，有的时候人激怒了我们许多时候我们都是不愿意饶恕其他的人。
And even if the person pleads for mercy, we are unwilling to show mercy.
即使是对方是来向我们求饶的时候，我们也不愿意来向他就是来饶恕他。
But our God is not like that.
然后我们的神不是这样的。
He is ready and willing to forgive if you turn to Him.
那他是已经就是时刻的预备好，就是要来饶恕你，只要你愿意回转来归向他。
Are there those who are young who feel that you are unworthy of the Lord and that you cannot turn to Him because you have failed and you say, "I will fail again"?
我们当中是不是有年轻人你觉得说我的确是不配来跟从这位主，因为我已经失败过了，那我害怕说我还会继续的失败。
When God is willing to receive you, then come unto Him.
那当神愿意来接纳你的时候，你就应当回到他的身边。
There may be those who are old, and then you say, "I have wasted all my years in the past. There's nothing that I can now contribute to the Lord. I cannot turn back to Him."
那我们当中或许有年长者说，我已经浪费了那许多的宝贵的光阴。那我已经是无药可救了。如果回转的话，我也不能够为神来贡献任何事，做任何的贡献了。
What use would God have for an old sinner like me?
那神能够怎么样的来用这样的一个年老的罪人呢？
But God accepts a person not because of what He thinks a person can do for Him.
我们要知道说，神接纳一个人不是因着 或者说他看到说这个人能够为他做什么。
But God accepts a person because of his mercy.
而神却接纳一个人是因着他的怜悯。
Are there those whom Satan would tempt you and whisper in your ears and say, you cannot come back to God?
我们当中是不是有人被撒旦这样的来试探说，哎呀，你是不能够再回转来归向主耶和华了。
Find mercy in him.
那我们真的是看到神是存着慈悲怜悯的。
There's nothing more wonderful than to taste again of forgiveness so sweet.
我们实在是就是如果能够来尝到主的这样的一个饶恕是何等甘甜，是没有什么可比的。
And this mercy refreshes our soul.
这样的一个怜悯真的是来苏醒我们的灵魂。
The Bible says God's mercies are new every morning.
圣经说神的慈爱是就是每早晨都是新的。
And because it's new every morning, it refreshes us over and over again. It never grows stale.
那因着它是每早晨都是新的，那它就是时刻的来使到我们清醒苏醒我们它是不会就是变成就是不会变成腐朽的。
And as you taste of God's mercy, the second thing God says He will do is He will lead you.
那如果你来尝到主的这个怜悯的话，那在这里主的话语告诉我们说，第二方面他就会继续的来引领你。
When you return to God, He will feed you.
他就会来，如果你回转归向神，他就会来喂就是来喂养你。
You see this in verse 14 and verse 15.
我们在第十四、第十五节看到这点。
God will lead us and feed us.
那在这里我们看到说神会来引导，会来喂养我们。
He says in verse 14, I am married unto you, and I will take you of one city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion.
那在第十四节这边他就说因为我做你们的丈夫，并且我必将你们从一城娶一人，从一族娶两人，带到西安。
Now the Mandarin has already expressed this, where the word married means I will be a husband unto you.
那在这里就是说神会跟我们有这样的一个婚姻的关系，那他要做我们的丈夫。
What is the idea of being a husband?
那到底要作为一个丈夫到底是什么意思呢？
It is to love and to lead.
那就是要爱，还要来引导。
Now, today we have lost the picture because we have lost the understanding of what a husband ought to be.
今天我们可能就是已经失去了这样的一个意念，因为我们已经看不到或者说我们已经不知道说一个丈夫应当做的是怎么应当行的是什么。
Husbands today do not love and cherish, but they abuse and hurt.
那今天的丈夫已经不再是爱，不再是就是来宠爱，而却是在那里滥用他们的权力来伤害。
But when you look at the biblical picture of what a husband ought to be, you now also understand what it means for God to be a husband to Israel.
那如果你知道圣经所教导的说一个丈夫应当是怎么样的来行的话呢，那你就会明白这里当神说他要成为以色列的丈夫的时候是怎么回事。
He will lead, he will provide, he will love.
他会引导，他会供应，那他也会来爱。
And here the Bible says that in the last part of verse 14, I will take youone of a city and two of a family, and I'll bring you to Zion.
那在这里十四节下半段就说，那从一城娶一人，从一族娶两人，带到西安。
Even if there were just but a few who would turn to the Lord, this the Lord will take to Himself.
那即使是只有那这稀少的一两个人，那这一些神都会把他接纳，带到他就是。带回他自己身边。
The idea here is that even if the whole city will not turn, even if the whole family will not turn, but if one of you will turn, he will receive you to himself.
那这里所给我们看到的就是即使是全城的人都不愿意回转，即使是一家里面全家的人都不愿意回转，那只有那一人，那只有你自己，那神也会接纳你，让你归到他身边。
This idea continues in verse 15 where he now says, I will give you pastors according to mine heart.
那接下来第15节也同样带着这样的一个意念，他就继续说，我必将我心意的牧者赐给你们。
Here the word pastors has the means shepherd, shepherd who leads the flock.
那在这里所说的牧者，牧者是就是指着牧羊人，那带领羊群的牧者。
But this is a picture of the prophets, the pastors that, or the leaders that God has placed in Israel to guide them.
那在这里所要所指的就是当时候神赐给以色列民的这些先知、这些领袖、这些应当带领他们的人。
When you look at Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 8, the Bible here describes the wicked pastors.
那如果我们看到，我们翻到耶利米书第二章第八节，在这里圣经就描述说那些。
The pastors also transgress against me.
Okay. 那些背叛了我的牧者。
The priest said, okay, let me read verse 8, chapter 2, verse 8. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do no profit.
Okay, slightly different. Okay. 第八节这么说，祭司都不说。 耶和华在哪里呢？传讲律法的都不认识我，官长违背我，先知借巴力说预言，随从无义的神。这里的官长跟之前的那个牧者是一样的意思。
This refers to the corrupted leaders in Israel in those times.
那这是指着当时候以色列当中的这些败坏的这些领袖。
You see, when the nation of Israel sinned against God, God judged them by removing his faithful prophets and teachers from them.
然后我们看到说以色列国当他背叛神的时候，那神就 这样的来施行审判，就是从他们当中把这些忠心的这些领袖、忠心的仆人给取掉。
One of the judgments that God brought in Israel was the famine of the word of God.
那在以色列当中，神所施行的这个刑罚之一呢，就是让他们在灵里面就是饥饿。
When the people rejected God, they said, since you reject my word, I will take my word away from you.
当人来拒绝神的时候，那神就说，既然你拒绝我，我就从你当中把我的话语给挪去。
But yet, even despite the stubbornness of Israel, God in his mercies still sends faithful pastors to warn them.
那即使是在以色列很叛逆的时候， 那神仍然是按照他的慈爱，因着他的慈爱，他仍然差派忠心的仆人，忠心的这些先知来警戒他们。
And Jeremiah was such a pastor.
耶利米也就是像这样的一个牧者。
He was a prophet who faithfully taught the people the word of God.
那他是那忠于神话语、忠于神的教导的，来教导人民的这样的一个。 先知,
do you know Jeremiah would minister to the children of Israel even until they enter into captivity in Babylon?
你知道吗？耶利米他在这些以色列民当中继续的来服侍，一直到他们被掳到巴比伦去的时候，他还在他们当中。
But there was a word of warning that he had to preach.
然后他在他们当中仍然是有神赐给他的这样的一个警戒的话语来警告他们。
But if they turn back to him, he can preach a word of comfort, a word of love.
那如果他们愿意，就是回转的话，他就大可以来传讲，就是安慰，扶持的话。
Even in very obscure age and time, God still provides for the spiritual need of his people.
那即使是在这样的一个弯曲背谬，这样的一个非常的时刻，神仍然是愿意来赐给他子民那属灵的灵粮。
Do we not enjoy the word of God now in our age and time.
我们在我们所处的时代，所处的时刻当中。 我们是否也就是渴慕神的话语呢?
Where we have the word of God given to us completely.
当我们在这个时候，神把他的话语完全的赐给我们了。
And by the grace of God, there are teachings and preachings in this country in Singapore.
那我们按照神，就是因着神的怜悯、神的慈爱，我们在新加坡在这里，就有就是。 神的话语，就是按照神话语所教导的来传讲来教导，我们有这样的一个福分。
Do you not see this as God's mercy where He still gives you His word?
你难道看不到这是神的怜悯，他仍然把他的话语赐给你呢？
Is this refreshment to your soul?
那这些是否对你的灵命，对你的灵魂来讲，是能够使到你灵魂得到苏醒的呢？
Sometimes people, they may murmur and complain. They say, why is it always a word of warning, a word of judgment?
那很多时候有人就会在那里埋怨投诉说，为什么都是这些责备，都是这些警戒的话语呢？
But does God not know our hearts the best?
难道神不知道你我的内心，他不是更明白你我内心所想的吗？
That when we are stubborn and rebellious, it is this word of rebuke that we need.
当我们是那样的叛逆，那样的就是来违背他的心意的时候，那这一切正是我们所需要的。
But when we turn to the Lord,
如果我们回转来归向他的话呢？
Does He not also often give us a word of comfort?
难道他不会把那安慰的话也赐给我们吗？
These would be words of love and peace.
那将会是就是带着慈爱、带着平安的言语。
This refreshing that you find through the word of God.
那我们这样的苏醒都是从神的话语来得着。
This is the second blessing in turning to the Lord.
这是我们如果愿意回转归向神，我们将领受的第二方面的福气。
Then the Bible says there's also a third blessing when you turn to the Lord.
那在圣经也告诉我们说，有第三方面的福气，如果我们愿意来归向神的话。
In verse 16 and 17.
就在第16、17节让我们看到。
Now here the Bible in verse 16 describes the Ark of the Covenant.
在16节在这里圣经是描述关于耶和华的约柜。
But interestingly, the Bible says now that there will come a time where the people will not even think of the Ark of the Covenant.
那在这里我们看到说，有趣的就是，圣经说，将会有这样的一个时刻，就是人们，并不再提说耶和华的约柜不遵行。
Now the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament was the place where God met with His people.
耶和华的约柜就是在旧约里面的时候呢，是耶和华神他就是来与他的子民来相遇的地方。
On the top of the Ark of the Covenant was the mercy seat, upon which there were two cherubims.
那在这约柜的上面呢，就是那施恩座，施恩座上就有两个，就是基路伯。
These two cherubims would symbolize the guarding of this holy presence of the Lord.
那这两个基路伯就代表着说，guarding of the Lord.
Of the presence of the Lord, the holiness of the Lord.
就是在那里守候着主的圣洁，主的同在。
It was where the Lord met with His people.
那就是这就是主耶和华来与他的子民来相遇的地方。
But the Bible says there will come a time where they no longer will remember the Ark of the Covenant because the throne of God will be in Israel.
那因为圣经就告诉我们说，会来到一个时候，他们就是不再纪念这个约柜了。那么因为当时候神的宝座就在以色列当中。
You see that in verse 17. At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord.
那在第17节，我们就看到说，在这里说，那时人必称耶路撒冷为耶和华的宝座。
In other words, the children of Israel no longer needs a symbol to represent the presence of the Lord.
那换句话说，以色列民啊，神的百姓就不再需要有这些就是标志或者说这些代表神的同在的这些事物，而是因为神已经直接与他们同在了。
The Ark of the Covenant was a picture of the presence of the Lord with them.
然后这个月柜是神与他们同在的一个象征。
But now they no longer need the picture because God is present with them and He will manifest His presence with them.
那到这时候呢，他们就不再需要这些的象征，因为神自己亲自就是向他们来显现。
There are some people who attach certain significance to certain items where they think that they can use these items to remind them of God.
那有一些人，他们会用这一些的事物就是把它联想到说这是提醒他们关于主关于神的借着这些事物来提醒他们关于神的存在。
For example, do some Christians when you pray maybe you feel you have to hold on to the cross, then your prayers are more powerful?
举个例子，是不是我们有一些基督徒他们就在祷告的时候他们觉得说他们必须手握着一个十字架呢，觉得说这样子会比较真实比较有力量。
These are some physical objects some people look to.
那这些是一些一些就是实在存在的一些物质是有一些人所仰赖的。
But don't you know that you are before the very presence of God if you are a child of God?
难道你不知道说如果你已经是神的儿女的话，其实你就在神的面前了。
And he abides in your heart.
而且他是住在你的内心深处。
The Holy Spirit, our comforter, continually speaks word of encouragement in our hearts.
圣灵我们的保惠师我们的劝慰者，那他就在我们内心中时刻的用劝勉安慰的话来向我们说话。
We don't need these symbols.
我们不再需要这些的象征了。
Some may also try to look to a past experience or a past memory just for a confirmation of their experience with God.
那有一些人却要去追溯以往的一些记忆，或者说以往的一些事件，那借着这些过去的经历来就是来感受到神的同在。
Our past experience, they are wonderful experiences in the Lord, and we can be thankful for that.
然后我们过去的经历是在神的带领里面是那美好的一些经历，那我们应当是为着这些来感谢神。
But we must still presently continue to enjoy the presence of the Lord.
然后我们却必须就是在这个时刻仍然是来享受神的同在。
Don't just merely look to a memory or a past experience.
那我们不要只是一味的在追求一个以往已经过去了以往的这样的一个记忆这样的一个经历。
But now at this present time, do you not enjoy the presence of the Lord with you?
那在这个时候，在现实的当中，你难道不能够来享受主与你同在吗？
Isn't this a wonderful refreshing that God's people can continue to enjoy the presence of the Lord?
那难道这岂不是让我们就是身为神的子民神的百姓，我们能够时刻能够从神那里得到苏醒的时候吗？
During the holiday season in June and in December there are often a lot of camps.
那我们知道说在假期的期间，特别是在六月或者十二月的时候就是许多时候都有很多不同的营会。
And many people think that it is these camps where they feel so close to God.
然后很多人就会觉得说就是在这些营会当中他们才感受到说他们跟神是多么的接近。
And then they say this is like a foretaste of heaven on earth.
那他们甚至说这是可以说是我们在这个时候先来尝到天堂的滋味。
No doubt it is true when you enjoy fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, you keep feasting upon the word of God. It is a wonderful time.
那我们无可否认的就是我们能够一直的就是来得到神的话语的喂养，而且能够有这样的一些美好的团契交通，那的确是非常美好。But
please don't think that when there are no camps, you cannot enjoy the presence of the Lord.
当然我们千万不要有这样的个心态，这样的个想法，说如果没有营会，我们就不能够享受神的同在。
We don't need a symbol.
我们不需要有任何的象征。
We have Christ.
我们有基督本身。
Then the fourth blessing, the final one, is there will be unity.
那在这里又提到第四方面的福气，也就是最后一个，就是关系到说，我们会得到在灵里的合一。
In verse 18, the Bible says, "In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north." To the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers.
那在第十八节这样子说，第十八节说，当那些日子，犹大家和以色列家同行，从北方之地一同来到我赐给他们列祖为业之地。Somehow,
we know at this time the north has already been destroyed, but somehow God will restore them again and bring about this unity between the north and the south.
我们知道说，在这个时候，就是耶利米书所写的这个时候呢，北国以色列已经灭亡了，不过就是神是有能力，就是按照他奇妙的作为，能够使到以色列国能够复兴，能够让他跟犹大来联合。Often
when our relationship with God is affected, our relationship with people also will be affected.
很多时候，如果我们跟神的关系破裂，或者说受损的话，那我们跟人的关系也破裂了。
And when there is disunity amongst God's people in the church, oftentimes it is caused because of their own personal spiritual backsliding individually.
那当我们看到说，在教会里面有不合一。 的事情发生的时候，很多时候这都是关系到说，这些个人他们的就是在灵里面的被盗。But
when God's people turn back to the Lord, even on a personal basis, it brings about unity within God's church.
那如果神的百姓、神的子民，就是愿意回转来归向神的话，那即使是个人的这样的一个回转，他也会带来。就是教会整体的这样的一个合一。
When you see dissension and unhappiness amongst God's people, oftentimes it's just a reflection of the individual backsliding of God's people.
那如果我们看到说，在教会当中，神的百姓之间有许多的嫌隙，许多的不和谐的状况的话呢，很多时候这都是因为个人已经。 就是在神的真道上来被盗而驰了。But
God can restore us.
然而神是能够来就是更新我们的。God
can restore our fellowship and our unity.
然后神能够使到我们的这个就是我们的团契合一来重新被更新。We
will walk together and all this will be unto God's glory.
那我们会一起的来同行，这一切都是为着神的荣耀而行的。God
will glorify Himself.
神会来做这些，用让这些来荣耀他自己。Are
Christians seeking these times of refreshing?
基督徒是不是来追求，就是寻求这样的一个苏醒呢
？Don't you want to taste of these blessings?
难道你不愿意来领受这些的福气吗？
The blessing of mercy so sweet.
我们知道说这些蒙怜悯的福气是何等的甜美。
The blessing of God's leading and feeding.
我们也来领受神的带领，神的喂养。
The blessing of God's presence.
来领受到神的同在的这样的一个福分。
The blessing of fellowship and unity.
那也领受到就是团契合一的这样的一个福分。And
what a refreshing it is if we seek the Lord.
我们如果能够来寻求神的话，我们将得到何等的苏醒呢
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we pray that thou will give us these times of refreshing.
我们在天上，慈爱的父神， 我们要求主 把这样的一个苏醒的时日赐给我们。
When we depart and stray from thee, we find our souls drying out and being thirsty.
当我们远离你，我们背叛你的时候，我们发觉到说，我们在灵里面是何等的枯干，何等的干渴。But
in seeking thee again and tasting of thy mercy, how it is indeed like a fountain of living waters pouring out in our souls.
当我们来追寻你的时候，当我们来亲近你的时候，我们的确是感受到说。 在我们当中真的是有活水泉源来滋润我们干渴的心。
So Lord, for every thirsty soul, we pray that thou will help us to turn to thee.
因此主，我们求主你帮助我们当中每一个干渴的心灵，让我们都能够回转来归向你。
Help us never to depart from thee.
求主帮助我们，让我们永远都不远离你。
Hear this our prayer, for we ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的来向 主你祈求是奉靠救主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门，
阿门。